the program. Invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Your thoughts about what you want. Joe is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Joe?
Hey, I just want to talk about the suicide bombings in Russia.
Sure.
I don't understand why the media, the mainstream media, completely whitewashed the subject. They completely dropped it. And why haven't they talked about... It's like they're trying to stay away from the word Islam when it comes to attacks perpetrated by radical Muslims. Why are they so scared of that?
Well, you know what? I honestly... we haven't even talked about this on Free Talk Live, and we probably should, because I heard yesterday that this airport bombing, actually, they set the bomb off prior to the security checkpoint. I realize that's not an answer to your question, but are you saying that this was, say, a so-called Islamic attack? And if so, you know, where are you going with that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I researched about it, and it was a guy, he was a suicide bomber, and they actually showed pictures of part of his body in a website. And I'm just saying, like, you know, Americans just keep, we need to keep reminding people that, you know, there are people out there that want to get us, you know.
Well, hold on, they're getting Russians, and I guess this is the question I'd have for you, is if you were a Muslim and you knew that a nation, let's say Russia, was, you know, that had citizens, that Muslim citizens that they treated as second-class citizens, in some cases slaughtered them, villages of them, subjugated whole regions of the Soviet Union, that, like, they have every reason to hate the Russian government. And if you were subjugated like that, how would you react?
Well, I think it's different.
What's
I read
different
a book. Well, because it's been, let's just say, the Islamic resistance movements around the world have been, you know, brought together, you know, under international Islamic jihad.
Okay, and so it's bad to organize if you're going to fight back against tyranny.
What?
It's bad to organize if you're going to fight back against tyranny?
No, I'm just saying is that their aim right now is to undermine democracy. And
Russia's democracy?
Any democracy. People in this country, they see an event like that, and they say, oh, it's a Russian problem, you know. It's an isolated incident, and they'll take care of it. But we don't like to admit, you know, the jihadists save ourselves, you know. Whatever happens there in Iraq, in Palestine, in Israel, it's all part of one movement, you know.
I agree that that's the case, but, you know, what they don't have is they don't have a movement against, say, Samoans. They don't have a movement against Eskimos. They don't have a movement against many peoples around the world, and mostly because those people aren't doing things that kill people in their region.
You're not saying it's right to attack the Russians, but
I'm not saying that the best solution for violence is violence, but I can understand why people use violence, I mean, to solve their problems. It's been done throughout human history. I think that the biggest problem in the Middle East is people who aren't from the Middle East getting involved in it. I mean, the Russians have had troops in every major Western country has had troops in the Middle East, and they're subjugating the people in the Middle East. There's valuable stuff on the underneath the ground there, and I can totally understand why it is those people are sick and tired of people from Western countries bothering them.
Well, the Russians are just trying to keep a grip on the republic, you know?
A republic means of the people. If you were a Muslim and you were in Russia, do you think you'd feel like it was a republic?
Well, it's part of it's their constitutional right to own that land because they've claimed it before.
Who's they? Who's they?
The Muslims. Whenever they came with the Ottoman Empire, spreading through the Balkans and the Caucasus. It was all part of the Russian Empire before.
I don't entirely understand where you're going with that.
Well, I'm saying it's they're just trying to keep, you know, their countries intact. And
what's your solution? Because, I mean, well, you sound like you're making excuses for tyranny to me. But what's your solution here? You say that the Islamic folks are a problem, so what's your solution?
I just think we need to, like, culminate with a better plan. I don't know for sure, like, which one it is. But I just think that we need to understand that we need to, you know, Russia, America, like, Europe, we have a thing in common. Is that we're all under, you know, the same target of these, the radical mm-hmm. Muslims.
And do you think there's a reason for that?
Well, there are many reasons, you know. It goes back centuries, you know.
No, it doesn't really go back centuries.
Well, it does go back centuries.
Not in America.
This is, it's a Hatfield and the McCoy situation, and it has been for a very long time. And the only way to stop the cycle of violence is to stop the cycle of violence. Do you understand? Like, the solution isn't, let's send some troops over there. The solution is, let's get our troops away from there, issue an apology to every Muslim in the world, saying, we're sorry for all the stuff we've done in the Middle East, and if you feel like we've been tyrannical towards your people, we're issuing a joint and several apology to everybody. And I think that what you'd see is a diminishment in attacks on Americans. Maybe there'd be still attacks in other countries if they didn't choose to do that. But I think that you'd probably find that Muslims don't want to attack Americans anymore.
What do you think about that, Joe?
Well, I think that it's bigger than that. You know, I think it's all part of the global Islamic movement. They want to Islamize because they feel like their only way to stop globalization is to take over these places.
Gotcha. So you are paranoid then. You believe that the Muslims want to convert everybody to Islam.
Not all of them. Just a small sect that is growing in numbers. And
you don't think that saying, okay, we're pulling out, we're getting the troops out, we're going to apologize.
The reason the sect is growing in numbers, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but the reason the sect is growing in numbers is the same reason that I've stated in the past, Joe. It's because they feel like they're put upon. You can't. They're trying to unite, and they're uniting around something that they can unite around.
I understand. I mean, I feel like the invasion of Iraq really gave Osama bin Laden, you know, like the best gift ever. You know,
absolutely.
You'd agree then. It's a good idea to pull the troops out from around.
No, yeah, I agree. But I still think we should just be, you know, more vigilant about
what is that
Muslims.
Mean?
I'm talking about. You know, about, like, their true intentions. I mean, they say it to our faces, you know. They want to put the Islamic flag on the White House. And they want to turn,
you've had somebody tell you that?
I'm sure that there are people out there that say that, but the vast, vast, vast majority of Muslims won't say that. However, if we were to wage war on Islam, I'll bet more people would say it because then they would be polarized to the other side.
It would validate their claim.
Thanks, Joe, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
He said it better than I could. In fact, that these aggressions against people in the Middle East are validating their own claims, the claims of the nuts over there. If you don't want to validate the claims of the nuts, stay the heck out of their business.
So, Mark, did you hear about this? I haven't confirmed it yet, but did you hear the allegation that this Moscow bombing actually happened outside of the security checkpoint?
I didn't. I haven't paid attention, no.
Yeah. What, isn't that what, as somebody pointed out, that's what we said would happen here on Free Talk Live.
Sure.
Is that, you know, if you can't get the bomb through the checkpoint, just go ahead and set it off right there at the checkpoint. There's always a bunch of people sitting right there waiting to get through that line.
Leave it to Free Talk Live to point out the obvious crap the government misses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's obvious. I mean, if you have people spread out on the one side of the checkpoint and you have people all lined up to go through on the other side of the checkpoint, where would you set off your bomb?
Where the people are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that a bomb wouldn't be more effective in an airplane, but it's harder to get it on the airplane. And most of these people, you know, they have a difficult time, you know, going through the security procedures and stuff like that. So they'll just do whatever's easy.
This bomb was pretty effective. I mean, it killed 35 people, injured up to 180. That's a pretty big bomb. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you're absolutely right, Mark. The solution is to de-escalate and not to escalate, not to invade, and not to bomb, and not to create a police state. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, some of the features you'll find there include our Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces and the LCL report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and is loaded with real, obscure historical events that time has nearly erased and buried. Taryn is offering the book available to you for free. Go to piratesofsavannahbook.com. If you enjoy the audiobook or the PDF that you can put on your Kindle or whatever, or you listen to your listen in your car, or listen on your iPod or MP3 player, then give Taryn some money. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
All right, as we continue here, talking about the Russian bombing that happened just, I think, this past, this few days ago, bombing the airport in Moscow, apparently. And 30 people plus dead, 180 or so have been injured, serious attack. And it's pointed out here later on in a lengthy piece at the L.A. Times, where they do talk about how apparently it was a public area in which this this attack was rendered. Security expert claiming that it would be safest to search everyone who enters the public area, but that's not realistic. And indeed, how would they do that? Would they begin setting up checkpoints at the front doors of the airports as well? Can you imagine the bottlenecking that would go on in that case? I mean,
well, at which point, if they bottleneck them outside, then they're just going to blow them up outside.
Outdoors,
and
yep.
This really speaks to the problem. And I think Joe was touching on it when he called. It's just that, you know, it's difficult. It's impossible. When somebody is so motivated,
they're willing to kill themselves.
That they're willing to kill themselves. I'm not talking about a Jared Loughner situation here, where you're talking about somebody's touched and just completely brain scrambled. These people aren't. They're not. What you'll find is that it's tyranny that's causing them to do it.
These are people who have nothing left to live for.
Religious zealotry, certainly, but there's no shortage of religious zealotry in the world. These people aren't paranoid schizophrenics.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're Muslims in this case. Maybe they are, but I haven't heard that yet.
There's plenty of tyranny that goes along
by Russia's hand.
Yeah, Russia against its Muslim citizens.
The Chechnyans, I think, that they've gone after.
Chechen rebels. And there's others, too.
Right.
And they have every single reason. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, no surprise. Duh. No surprise to me. And it goes the same with the United States. I know nobody wants to hear it. It's difficult to listen to the cries of the Muslim oppressed over the sound of the Star Spangled Banner. I understand. I had the same problems. I want those people to leave me alone, too. What I didn't realize is that my government, in my name, is going over there and messing with them, killing them, taking over their governments, using their putting in puppet dictators, all kinds of different things. You pick your country, I'll tell you how the United States has been involved in their politics.
According to, Chechens are Sunni Muslim for the most part, 94%. And indeed, the Russian officials say they're searching for three Chechen men in connection with the bombing. So there's some detail possibly suggesting they were Muslim folks that were involved in this. But people that have been oppressed, and that's the most relevant point about all of this whole discussion. Because the Muslims that I've known and the Muslims we've talked to over the years, Mark, have been very peace-loving people. They've been people that understand that you have to love your neighbor and everything like that. I've never heard a word of violence from any of them.
Well, this is where you get into the mire of it. There's certainly Muslims out there that advocate using violence to solve their problems.
There are
Christians that choose not to. There are Christians out there that advocate doing it, and Christians that advocate not doing it. All you have to do is listen to the chaplains in the United States military. These are men that advocate using violence to solve problems. I've watched specials on PBS and stuff about it. I mean, they're out there. Documentaries. I think it might have been in the military channel. I'm not 100% sure. But, they're out there. The drawing this big blanket and saying, Muslims are bad. They're waging jihad on all us. They're going
to
kill us.
This is a very scary
simple-minded way of looking at things.
And not only is it simple-minded, but that mindset leads down a real scary road, a road in which if you're a Muslim, you are automatically under suspicion, and there's like a Muslim checkpoint for you at the airport.
If Muslims are dangerous,
card.
There's only one solution. That's blowing up the Middle East, bombing it all to glass. And people are out there saying it. There isn't a middle road.
It's insane.
Because if you attempt to police the Middle East without their consent, then what you do is you create more of the terrorists, more of the problem, and you get closer to having to bomb them all anyway.
That won't solve the problem.
This is a terrible idea. The best solution, the cheapest solution, the wisest solution is to get the heck out of these people's problem, buy oil from them if that's what you're going to do. I advocate figuring out energy solutions that we can produce right here in the United States. And if you stop offering free protection services to these oil companies, which come in the form of the United States military and its military contractors, if you do that, then the honest price of oil will come to the surface. And I think that's important. I think Americans need to understand that gasoline should be $7 a gallon. That's what it should be if the United States government wasn't subsidizing oil companies with research dollars, speculation dollars, and military contractors to guard them and make their places safe, to go in there, to go into Iraq and open it up for Exxon and Texaco and all these companies. Yep. What needs to happen is the real, honest value of a gallon of gas needs to come out.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Kurt in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt.
Kurt. Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Everybody asks that, you're like, oh, man. I get tired of hearing people ask how you guys are doing. It's a natural thing. Sorry.
Kurt, thanks, man. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, a few things I wanted to say. Besides, I'm honored to be able to talk on the best radio show in the world. And don't let them go to your head, Mark.
well, get your nose out of you know where. Keep
yeah,
going.
No, Ian hates no, this
you
stuff.
You guys are awesome and you know it. No, you guys are awesome and you know it. I'm not calling from too far away, obviously. But, you know, one of the things I got to be careful about, if I can jump back a little bit on what things I wanted to talk about, is that, you know, we got to be careful. I think we, as in anybody, has to be careful not to... The Muslims or... A large percentage of them are so far away. They're up, they're in, you know, they're the Gaza, Palestine, you know, Kenya, they're all over the place. And I can tell you, I have seen, and I know more violent Christians, of course, that's just because I am, or people who call themselves Christians, whatever, you know, I'm not, if somebody says they're a Christian, that's fine. I mean, you guys know me, I'm a Christian, you know, my wife, you know, we're probably not the type to hang out with Pat Robertson, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be careful not to, I think people have to be careful not to lump them into a, I knew some that I liked, I knew some that I didn't like when I was in, you know, stuff.
Absolutely, you can't use groupthink, you can't lump people together. I like what you're saying there, and Kurt, thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. You need to judge people as individuals based on what they say and, more importantly, what they do. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And there's more coming up here that we're going to share with you regarding the just the madness of this governmental system, specifically the court system and what they're doing to one man, a 79-year-old man, who has been trying to reach out to potential jurors to give them information, to put valuable information about jury nullification into their hands, and what the federal government is doing to this man. We'll explain here in a little bit, and also take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website where you can get interactive in various different ways. News updates are available to you. You can be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live via email or Twitter or Facebook. And go and get signed up for any one of those or more than one. All of it's free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And some record temperatures set around the United States. Certainly a great deal of snowfall going on in the eastern United States. How does a cruise to Bermuda sound right about now? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where not only will there be some speeches and a debate and that kind of thing, but it's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, a rock climbing wall, miniature golf, much more. Be a bunch of liberty-loving individuals there enjoying themselves. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. The deadline is March the 1st. Make it available to everybody. The berths are as low as $535, double occupancy, And you can go to cruise.freetalklive.com and do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk to Auburn listening in New Hampshire. Auburn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian.
How are you, Auburn, doing? Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I just wanted to call in and talk about the FBI showing up at my door this morning.
Ooh.
Sounds important.
I'd heard about that.
Yeah.
So what went down? You're somebody who moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and this is the first time I've ever heard of anybody up here in our movement being targeted by the feds.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Kind of scary. We just woke up this morning, and there was a knock on the door, and Michael here that lives at the house, he didn't recognize the person at the door, so he came and told me, and Kurt came out to the door and said, you know, I don't know who this is, and he said, well, my name is Phil, and Kurt said, well, I don't know you, and he said, you know, well, I'm FBI, and
that's going to get the door open, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, for a lot of people, it will, Mark. I mean,
that's true.
Well, most people, when the police come to their door, they think they've got to open it and let them inside. But as a point of fact, you don't, and you guys didn't, right?
Right. Absolutely not. No, Kurt said, you know, we don't open the door to police officers, and we have no reason to talk to you, you know, and you can leave now. And so anyway, they eventually went ahead and decided to leave after some dialogue, but they looked into my truck and, you know, looked around and got nosy. And so, you know, Kurt kind of knocked on the window and said, get out of here. This is private property, you know. So Michael, you know, came out of the room and said, what's going on? And I said, the FBI was just here. And so he said, well, let me grab my camera. And he ran out there and followed the guys out. You know, they were already in their car, in their SUV. And he started filming them, and they kind of got a little intimidated by that, and they started covering their faces. And,
right. Because, you know, they're really proud of the job that they do. That's why they cover their face.
Yeah, it was really great. You know, they actually started bumping their car a little forward and, you know, to intimidate Michael. And he's like, oh, okay, you want to leave now, and that's fine. You know, he kind of got out of the way, but they did end up clipping him a little bit with their side mirror.
Wow.
So, you know, they were just being thugs and whatever, but we don't know what they want.
That's scary.
The story is on copblock.org,
mm-hmm.
Along with the phone number of the so-called agent that came to the door.
So, oh, so you were able to ascertain who it was? You didn't just get the first name, you get the full name?
Right. No,
okay.
He actually, Kurt asked him to identify himself over the phone. They actually called back twice and talked to Kurt on his cell phone.
So they managed to get his cell phone number. That's interesting.
Yes, they absolutely did. And then they called him, and Kurt said, you know, who are you? And he said, well, I'm Phil. And he said, well, what's your last name? And he said, well, I don't have a last name. So he denied that he even had a last name. No,
nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Prince.
So, yep. Yeah. So,
wow. Well, I'm glad that things didn't go any further. I mean, because as you said, you did not open the door for these
correct.
Cops, and people do not have to do that. If they want to come in, they're going to come in anyway. They're going to beat your door down. So there's
right.
no reason to let them in to where they can start asking
yeah.
questions, and you know, possibly for whatever reason catch you with a statement that you make and give them a reason to arrest you.
Right. Exactly. And. You know, they don't like us here, you know, they don't like the activism that we're doing, and that's
no.
okay, you know, if they
well,
want to intimidate
what, you know,
us.
You're right, they don't like it, but one thing that they can't do is claim that anybody here is doing violence. I mean, there's nobody that I know of. I mean, I don't know everybody, but most of the people I know of are very dedicated to peaceful methods of
right.
achieving liberty in our lifetime. And usually, when it comes to the feds running an investigation, they typically are investigating people that are plotting to do some sort of violent act.
I don't know that that's
right.
typical, necessarily. The feds have infiltrated all kinds of groups that have no intent. I mean, the Quakers, who is a religious group that does not believe in using violence, but
true.
They've infiltrated them all.
Right.
They've infiltrated many peace groups.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know necessarily that that's what feds do, that they infiltrate groups that threaten violence.
Well, if you're not that threatening violence, then you're not likely to be arrested for something. I mean, they can still trump something up.
It doesn't mean that you said infiltration. You didn't say arresting.
I don't think I said infiltration. I think you said infiltration. I was just talking about
all right. Well, maybe we'll have to play it back one day
maybe,
and settle
maybe so.
A little argument.
So thank you, Auburn, and I'm glad you're all right. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I think that's it. If anyone's interested in just learning more about the story or whatever, cotblack.org. We also have a video on there with the incident with Michael videotaping the car.
Yep, you can see them trying to cover their faces and things like that. Auburn, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, clearly this guy wasn't trying to infiltrate. He was, you know, showing up and wearing the FBI thing on his sleeve, basically. Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231. My point being, you know, yes, they can trump something up, they can make something up, but if you are part of a movement that's dedicated to peaceful solutions, there's very little that they can do as far as finding something to arrest you for. So it's one thing to infiltrate the Quakers, it's one thing to infiltrate a peace movement, and it's another thing to, you know, them actually arrest somebody. So we've heard all the stories over the years about them and other local police departments admitting to putting men and women in undercover in these organizations, but you never hear about them, you know, doing a major Quaker bust. Because what are you going to arrest the Quakers for? They're not going to go out and bomb anybody.
Nope, they're not.
Maybe you could catch some growing pot or whatever, but besides that.
Yeah, I'd say that's about the end of the story.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. If we hear more, we'll certainly let you know. Otherwise, we go to Mark, listening in Indianapolis, WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, fellas.
Hey there.
I'm so glad you guys are on nightly now in Indianapolis.
Me too. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm curious your take on the Federal Reserve and if you'd heard about the international bailout that they've done. Meanwhile, the OBS rhetoric is, we have to find ways to save money and be responsible. So
well,
who's lying and who's lying?
You might be able to do to explain the international bailout better than I, but it's my understanding that the Federal Reserve bailed out many, not a few, many during the bailout that occurred during the Obama administration, the bank bailout, that many financial institutions from around the world, not necessarily domestic financial institutions, although
it's just a bunch of bandits just plundering the treasury is all it is. It doesn't help
sure.
the economy at all. If they divide that money up among people counted it, or just the citizenry, that would be much more helpful. But I wouldn't.
Basically, the Federal Reserve is one of the most important tools for the expansion of the government. I mean, it essentially allows them unlimited capital, and when they print more money out, of course, that's inflation. It makes the money that we have worth less and less, and so it's a tremendously damaging institution to the ideas of liberty. And I thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. So freetalklive.com, those other talk show hosts, they won't charge you for their websites. Now, if you like the show and you want to help voluntarily support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board around the world, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Get the details, get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, ladies first, Ishtar is listening in Illinois. Ishtar, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was saying earlier the caller made the accusation that nobody in the news mentioned that the attacks in Russian were Islamic, and I was kind of interested about that, so I did a quick Google search, and I opened the six web pages for the six major first American newspapers that I came across. Every single one of them, CNN, LA Times, New York Times, I don't know which ones I checked all of them, but the Washington Post.
I think that was me, and I think what I said was that I hadn't seen it yet, but then again,
the caller made the accusation, and then you did not back him up, but you didn't counter him either.
The caller made the accusation that they didn't mention that. Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. I got you.
All of them specifically said it was either a jihadist attack or an Islamic attack. So all the media sources I checked, which are the six most major ones I came across, all specifically said that they're suspecting an Islamic attack. What they did say is that nobody has stepped up yet and claimed responsibility for the attack. But
they leave no doubt
it was Islamic.
I'm sorry, Ishtar. What I was going to say is there's this sort of meme out there, this conversation, this accusation that the media is liberal and liberals are soft on Islam. They don't want to profile. They don't want to say bad things about Muslims. And we know that Muslims want to kill us. You know, so there's this, it all kind of feeds into this idea. But it's the media that pounded the drum for the invasion in Afghanistan. It was the media that pounded
pounded
during
the Bush
administration, yeah. For the invasion of Iraq. It's the media that pounded the drum for the invasions that went on in Bosnia-Herzegovina.
The media loves the war.
They love the wars.
Killing.
Wars sell newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the media is right in the sense that there are Muslims out there that want to kill us, but I think most of them at this point have got some good grounds to not like Americans at this point. I mean, that doesn't say it's justifiable to go around killing people or anything like that.
No, certainly not.
I mean, they're pissed off, and as far as I can tell, they've got reason to.
Absolutely right. You just nailed it. I mean, there's no justification to continue violence, but it's understandable why it happened.
You hate America? All of you. You hate America.
No, I don't like the government, though. I love America, and I just don't like the government because you want to talk about a group of people that wants to hurt folks. The government has killed far more individuals than any, and all the terrorists of the 20th century combined, the governments are the real terrorists.
Well, if you took any one disease, the governments have killed, in the 20th century, governments killed more people than those diseases. Governments are more dangerous than smoking. Governments are more dangerous than smallpox.
True.
And that's exactly how I feel. I mean, I'm from Europe myself, and I married an American citizen. I'm in the process of getting all my paperwork in order and stuff like that. And I love America. Absolutely love America. I just hate this country.
You mean the government? You don't like the government?
Yeah, I hate the feed. It's run right now. The Americans themselves in this country and what it used to stand for or what it's supposed to stand for, I absolutely love everything about it.
Hey, Ishtar, I don't know, I don't remember who it was, but I know I was talking to one of our male listeners who apparently is your fiance, or husband rather, and he said you were going to send us a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners at some point.
Yeah,
but
I did that.
Your hair's been messed up or something. Oh, it's in? You submitted it?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Okay, cool. I'll get to it this weekend, and maybe we'll get a brand new Shriner up there. And thanks for doing that, Ishtar. I appreciate it.
Oh. Okay, you're
anything
welcome.
Anything else you want to share tonight? Are you a Muslim, perchance, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Just with a name like Ishtar, I wasn't sure. I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of Muslim.
It's Mesopotamian, but my dad studied ancient religion, and he named us after old gods and goddesses.
Neat.
Ishtar is indeed an old goddess.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Key, listening in Pennsylvania on the Amp Lines. Hello, Key.
Oh, hey. Hi, how are you?
I'm super. What's on your mind tonight?
I am calling because most of the time we want the government to go away. And in this case, my daughter was violently murdered December the 3rd by a heroin dealer in Philadelphia.
Oh, boy.
And all the evidence was there. She had this one dude's skin underneath her fingernails. It's obvious that this one man did it, and the DA refuses to arrest him.
Really?
It's been 6 weeks now, and they're claiming it's he's saying he didn't do it, so we can't arrest him until someone...
There's DNA evidence underneath her... I'm sorry, there's DNA evidence underneath her fingernails, and they can't arrest the person whose DNA is...
No, because the guy says that it was from consensual sex, and that she overdosed, and she didn't overdose. She was choked to death.
Oh, man.
And so they know, the police know, without a doubt, that this guy killed my daughter, and now there's four other people that's been attacked since then by this man, and there's street people he attacked, so they don't come forward right away, so there's no DNA evidence.
Man.
And so somebody else has to, be murdered, or another mother has to lose their daughter before they do something about this. It's frustrating me, because if you wear your hat backwards, you get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your jeans are too low.
You murder someone, and... we still know where he is. We know he's dealing heroin at such and such street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pick him up for that.
Just point of clarification, are the police telling you, yeah, we pretty much know this guy did it, and it's the DA, the county attorney or whatever, the city attorney, that's basically saying, yeah, well, I'm not going to do anything about it?
That's right. Yes. They don't have enough evidence. They want a slam dunk. They want somebody... there were two people in the apartment the same time that Allison was killed, but they were all whacked out on drugs. Mm. And one of them heard fighting, but then fell back asleep. So apparently that's not good enough either. It's just crazy.
Jesus.
And just the, what they're doing is they're going to try to arrest some lower-level narcotic dealer to that maybe this guy's going to talk. But I'm just kind of like, well...
What would he talk about?
I mean, that's what government's supposed to do. Is help me, right?
What would he talk about? Would this narcotics dealer have confided in the other narcotics dealer that he murdered somebody?
That's what they're assuming is going to happen.
Man, that's a stretch.
And until we get there, this apparently he's not going to go free.
So frustrating.
I mean, he's going to stay free.
So frustrating.
I
can only imagine.
Where were the scratches must have been on this guy? Where were the scratches on him?
I don't know, because the detective told me that he did bring the guy in and had him remove his shirt, and he was fine. But she picked up his DNA under her fingernails from somewhere, but it wasn't at his chest or above.
Key, I'm glad that you called in. It cannot be easy to call and talk about something like this. I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for your loss.
It's horrible. And, of course, the worst part, and obviously there's nothing that can be done at this point, but the worst part about all of this is none of it ever had to happen in the first place. If it weren't for drug prohibition, your daughter would never have had to have encountered these lowlifes. I understand I've heard through the rumor mill that
exactly, because the heroin dealer would have been out of a job.
Right. Yeah, right.
I know, it's wrong on so many levels, but now she's dead, and there's nothing really I can do about that. But I want other people to go through this. And it's almost like the government wants the serial killer again, or before they, I don't know, it's just frustrating.
The government basically killed.
If this guy did do it, then it's likely he'll do it again, because he got away with it, and it's got to be a big thrill for him or whatever. And, it's really, really sad that it has to go to something like that.
I mean, essentially, the government is responsible for creating the circumstances in which your daughter was. I mean, yeah, you could say she's responsible for her addiction, but on the other hand, if she had that same addiction in the free market without government, without the government's drug prohibition, she would be able to get her product from Walgreens, and she wouldn't have to worry about, you know, criminals and what they might be demanding of her. I don't know what she was going through to get the heroin, but heroin's not cheap, and so, you know, there may be a good chance she was selling herself for that. I don't want to go out on the limb and say
likely,
for sure.
No, most likely she was, and I think the fight was about she stole his stash, so,
Key, thank you for the call tonight. I heard that you guys are going to move to New Hampshire soon, so I congratulate you for that, and thanks for being out there still and being a sponsor of this program, by the way, Del Valle Silver. We're coming up here. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.